Sandra Luce knows how to fill out healthcare forms. Medicare, Medicaid, the CHIP program for kids' health insurance.
So could you do that in your sleep, essentially?
Oh, yes. Yes.
For 10 years, Luce has worked with the Community Council of Greater Dallas, helping families access health benefits.
Now it comes time to learn more, and I know it's a challenge, but I am so excited about it.
The federal government gave outreach groups in Texas $11 million to hire and train navigators. So far, the Dallas Community Council has hired 8 people who will spread the word about the health insurance marketplace at community events and in one-on-one conversations. Marjorie Petty, Federal Health and Human Services Director for Texas, says the navigators are learning to answer specific questions.
What is a deductible? What's a copay? What does that mean for me? Here's my situation. All those questions will be a dialogue with the navigator. The navigator cannot tell the person which insurance plan to pick. That has to be the personal choice, but they can educate and inform.
Before navigators can do this, they have to complete an online course that takes about 25 hours. When we sit down in front of her computer, Sandra Luce is maybe 10 hours in.
We go here and then we create an account, and then we need to put our login ID. There's a number that we get from the organization.
Up pops a list of study modules, each followed by a quiz. There's privacy and security training, eligibility training, language and cultural competence training. When Luce tries to open a section called Affordable Care Basics, there's a lag.
What's happening is that during the day, it's very hard to get in there because I guess the whole USA are trying to be here in finishing their training to be ready.
So navigators like Luce are studying up at home, often at night when the site is less busy. After they're certified, they'll go to clinics, hospitals, churches, wherever there are people who need help, to educate and hand out flyers with contact information in English and Spanish.
It is very important because, as we know, a lot of the uninsured are Hispanic.
And there's a Spanish language site, Cuidado de Salud, although it's not ready to handle online enrollments just yet. Still, with 500,000 people uninsured in Dallas alone, there will be no shortage of customers these first few days.
It's going to be busy, maybe very busy, but we're ready.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.